Well, Remnant, good morning, and welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ this Sunday morning, August 25th, 2024. August almost over, just a few more days, and then just another couple weeks into September, and we will move out of summer into fall. How about that? What a glory to serve the God that put those seasons in place. And His Word says that, you know, the sun will continue to shine, and the moon, and the tides and everything, and the seasons until He returns. And that's a good thing. It is. Well, we hope you're prayed up this morning. You know, we start out with the pistol prayer. We've got it on a Bible bookmarker. We'd be glad to send it to you. Got a couple more of those. We'll talk about that just in a minute. But we'll start out with that. And you know, it's a type of imprecatory prayer. And so it's not something you just want to roll out of bed and come against the enemy. You want to get armored up. Make sure you've prayed on the full armor of God, that you've prayed the Lord's Prayer, that you're ready for this day and ready to bring these proclamations, you might say, to come before the throne of God and let our wants and our needs and our wishes known. So hope you'll pray with us. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, bales be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. Amen and amen. Well, Remnant, thanks to your prayers and your support, we have got Volume 9 of the Dragon Slayer newsletter on the presses. Still printing it, about halfway through printing it, so hopefully this this next week we'll be putting it in the mail. We thank you again for your prayers and your support that allow us to do that. We've been getting some great responses and from the newsletters, especially these last few, and so we're pleased. We're thankful that we're able to continue to do that and to get that information out to you. You know, we have some interesting current events going on. Not really talking a lot about politics this morning, but many times, you know, Jesus said, I send you out as sheep among wolves. Well, you know, when sheep are among wolves, that's not a good relationship. Maybe it is if you're the wolf, because you got food. But for the sheep, you know, it's war. It's absolute war. And that is what we are still in. Now, you know, it's kind of hard. I remember Pastor talking about a captivity and said, you know, people's captivity, when you can go down, this is not Starbucks, but when you can go down to Starbucks and get a $6 cup of coffee, that's a pretty comfortable captivity. People like that. It's not bad. So many people today don't realize the war, the captivity, but mainly the war that we're in. Mentioned this yesterday morning on Coffee with the Wranglers, wanted to talk to you about it a little bit. There was a stabbing, a big German festival that they've been holding for over 600 years. I think it was their 650th anniversary of the city's founding, okay, in Germany. So can you just picture it? You've probably got Oompa bands playing, right, and beer coming around and passing around and just beautiful flowers and all that. Oh, no. Oh, no, not in Germany. Oh, no. No, you had stabbings and murder, killings. And it wasn't just random. The Islamic State claims responsibility for this German festival attack as they've arrested a second suspect. Says this report says the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the deadly stabbing spree at a festival in Germany on Friday that left three people dead, eight others injured, okay? The group said the attacks targeted Christians. Here's the report. I'll send it to you if you want. You can look it up. It's on Fox News. It was on several other places. The group said the attacker targeted Christians and was, quote, a soldier of the Islamic State who carried out the attack, quote, to avenge Muslims in Palestine and everywhere. They've arrested a couple others, 15-year-old boy. The three people who died were two men, aged 67 and 56, and a 56-year-old woman. Eight others stabbed and injured in the hospital. Says the attacker appeared to have deliberately aimed for his victims' throats. How about that? You know, this is after, this was just Friday. Today's Sunday. This was this past Friday, 2 days ago. In May, an Afghan migrant went on a stabbing spree in Mannheim, Germany, located in the southwest of Germany, where he wounded anti-Islam activists and several others, including a police officer who has since died. Days later, a member of the German right-wing party Alternative for Germany was stabbed in the city while canvassing for elections. So, you know, Remnant, have we become so dense? Apparently in Germany they have. Here they have, what have they done? They've opened their arms, their hearts, their country to these invading Muslim, antichrist, bastard hordes. And what do? They are attacked as Christians, once Christians anyway, from soldiers of the Islamic State. And so our job here is just to try to alarm and wake up. And I know many that tune in here of the Remnant do wake up. We have many new people as well that are writing in saying, what about this? Can you send me, what about the food laws? And what about the people? And what's this migration you're talking about? And see, there's many new people that are coming on that aren't familiar with this. But we are seeing the words of God come true. You can go back. You don't have to have a degree in theology to talk about prophecy coming true. All you have to do is have your eyes open and go read Deuteronomy 28. It's as simple as that. The first 15 verses, the blessings that this nation had for it, almost, 300 years? And then the rest of the other 60 or 50 verses, the curses for disobeying God. And that is where we are as a nation here. But, you know, many people came from Germany. That's where many of the tribes settled. The 12 tribes that were dispersed abroad. And see, they too have the terror within, the sword without and the terror within. Because they too, as God's people, have turned from God. No, it has nothing to do with those lying Israel lies over in the Middle East. But just the truth of the word. And we see the terror coming upon God's people in his nations all over. All over. Some see it anyway. Not all do. Well, the Democratic National Convention, no, not talking really about politics yet, had several phone calls on this part of it, that one of the things that was available there, you know, you go to Chicago, they have those big old Chicago dogs, right, with slaw and I think they put tomatoes on them and all that. You know, it's a Chicago staple, right? The big old Chicago hot dog. Well, one of the staples that they had at the DNC was, and the DNC will say, now, we didn't do this, but they sure allowed Planned Parenthood to be there with their portable van, big old, you know, like a big food truck, but not food, but offering free abortions, free vasectomies, at the DNC, right there at the same complex, just right around the corner, on the, like you might say, the side parking lot. Planned Parenthood offered some of its services for free on Monday and Tuesday, just this past week, in a mobile clinic at the United Center during the Democratic National Convention. The group provided free vasectomies, medication abortions, and emergency contraception by appointment at the mobile clinic, parked just blocks from the DNC. We're just really excited to provide the opportunity for the thousands of folks who are coming to Illinois to demonstrate for them that it's possible to start closing some health care gaps for folks. Call that a lie. Health care? No, it's murder. When you provide free vasectomies, what are you doing? You're preventing reproduction. When you provide abortions, that's not health care, that's death care. And Remnant, we need to make sure we start using these types of terminology, because it's war. It's absolute war. Says Planned Parenthood said it served between 20 and 30 patients over the 2 days the mobile clinic was there at the DNC. The Bible talks, and we've shared with you, the Bible talks quite a bit. Oh, not specifically about abortion, but about child sacrifice. I encourage you, look up Moloch. M-O-L-E-C-H, sometimes it's M-O-L-O-C-H, okay? And Moloch was a Canaanite, Ammonite deity, false god. It wasn't unlike Oki, that was one of the noble red man American Indians, a god of pain. If you've ever heard Mr. Richard Kelly Hoskins' story on Oki, I think Oki and Moloch must have been brothers, or at least of the same ilk. Because Moloch, do a Google search, look it up, do a Bible study, see where it was. God says, don't have anything to do with them. It never came into God's mind to do what they do. And it's, they sacrificed children. They'd have their sexual orgies, and of course, 9 months later, you got children, and they would sacrifice these babies on the, one thing it looked in, it said that what they would do is they would boil their children alive in a big bronze bowl that they called Moloch. And that it was child sacrifice. Tell me what's different today. Oh, they may not hear the child screaming, but it is a child sacrifice to Satan, to false gods, certainly not to our God. You know, so many of our people are just uneducated about it. Again, I remember Pastor talking about he was trying to do a little Bible study with a young man, and this has been 20 years ago, and it was a 19-year-old then, and he said he started to talk to him about things, and the man asked him, the young man asked him, well, what is sin? See, the man didn't know. He just didn't know. Now, he might have been of the 12 tribes. He might have had the law, statutes, and judgments written on his heart like we do today. That's the new covenant. Even Judeo-Christians will usually agree with you on that. But he didn't know. He hadn't been taught. And his whole life, like so many today, had been purposefully taught and pointed apart from the scriptures, away from the scripture, just to the brotherhood of man. And the unity of mankind. Oh, doesn't that make your heart feel good? Oh, man, is that a tear coming? Oh, chills. Oh, the brotherhood of man. That's what we need to desire, right? Kumbaya. Oh. See, that's what's been pushed for generations now. And it's all a lie. You don't see that anywhere in the scripture. God says, I called you, Abraham. The father of many nations, and it is through you the whole world will be blessed. Even that promise of an old covenant. Who's been blessed by a certain people throughout history? Who's been cursed? What people have been run out of every nation in the world? See, that's part of our history. Even Ben Franklin said, don't you admit these Jews into the country. It'll be our downfall. You don't hear that talked a lot about, but it's part of our history. It's truth. We need to remember, the Bible even tells us, have we become your enemy for telling you the truth? And many times it's, yes, you have. People don't want to hear that today. They don't want to hear that you just, over there in Gaza, you got antichrists killing antichrists, like they've been doing since the beginning of time. Anyway, current events, interesting times. The thing for us to remember is that we are in a war. We are absolutely in a war. Now, we're on the winning side, but the battle ain't over. The battle rages on. And there's many that just don't even realize that it's a war. Again, you go back to Deuteronomy 28. I encourage you to read it. That's your homework assignment. Go back and read it again. Share it with someone this week. Share it with someone in your circles, Remnant, that doesn't realize it. It's not hard. You open up Deuteronomy 28, and in the beginning, God says, if you will diligently obey my word, do what I tell you to do, these are your blessings. And then in verse 15, he says, but if you don't, these are your curses. And we are in that time right now. So you got a homework assignment. Go and share that with somebody this week that doesn't know it. And just point that out to them. He says, I'll bring plague and disease. Later on, he says, you know, for turning against me, for not doing what I tell you to do, I'll bring you on you the diseases of Egypt that he brought on the Egyptians. And, you know, we've been the story of the bird flu here in Colorado and the dairy herds. Get that. Bird flu, an avian bird flu in dairy cows to where you can't ship them out of state. They've shut down a lot of dairy production, a lot of registered dairy herds here in Colorado and I think 12 other states. I think it's 13 states total. Bird flu all over. In the last couple of weeks, Legionnaires' disease sprung back up in New Hampshire, killed some people. Over in Australia, you don't hear it. Over in Australia, it killed, I think, 15 people and put about 85 in the hospital. You just don't hear much about that. You know, you hear, we found out where it came from and we've taken care of it. That's about it. You get these African diseases that have popped back up. Monkeypox, which is now known as Mpox, right? See, that's the hip name, Mpox. That's kind of hip and cool. Formerly known as monkeypox. Oh, it's making a comeback. Raging through the Congo. Now in Sweden and other places in Europe. Because God keeps his word. He says, I'll bring these plagues on you. Who in this nation, what family hasn't been impacted by cancer here in this nation? I don't know of any. You know, Pastor pointed it out years ago. In a message that he did called the AIDS plague farce. Now, AIDS is there, but AIDS is in a certain circle, okay? A certain circle of people. And the Bible talks about it, that when they did not acknowledge God anymore and they were given over to the depravity of their mind and they did things that were unnatural and they pay for it. But you would think, that everybody be dead by AIDS now, according to it. No, you don't make those stupid decisions. You don't do that sin. You don't get that penalty for the most part. But these other diseases, here's another one. You know, parvo. If you have a dog, you know that if you get it to the vet, if you have to drop it off for boarding, anything like that, they give it a shot for parvo. Parvo. It's called the parvovirus, and dogs get it. If they stay again in a kennel, they have to get a shot for parvo. Well, now human parvo B19. It's popping up in the United States. The symptoms that they call it the slapped face syndrome because it gives like a rosy appearance on the cheeks, like you've been slapped, whack whack, and the blood rushes to your face. And it can be fatal. I'd never heard of human parvo. Maybe I just don't travel in those circles. But human parvo? Folks, these things that are happening are right there in the Bible. I know most people are focused on this con guy. Boy, it's a lot of truth there, but he's this antichrist Jew that gets out there and, I will tell you what God is doing right here in the script, blah, 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 blah. And people flock to him because they want to hear it because they're deluded. People, we got two eyes. Most of us do. We got a brain. We can recognize. There's a little bit of comprehension still left in the mind and in the heart of God's people here in this nation to read his word and to see what is going on. You know, all is not lost. There is an awakening going on. Okay, there is. People are waking up to what is going on. But, and you know how it is when you wake up, especially maybe you got a good night's sleep and you're, or maybe you didn't, but you wake up and you're rubbing your eyes and you're stretching and you're yawning and you're thinking about the day. And, you know, it's a process. It takes a little while to wake up sometimes. You know, maybe that alarm clock goes off at 5 or 6 or 4:30 or whenever it goes off. And sometimes you wake up pretty quick. But sometimes it's a process. People are waking up. Companies are waking up. We mentioned a couple of these yesterday morning on coffee as well. Harley Davidson. Harley Davidson, and one of the deals they had done is, see, they started incorporating all these woke policies. Well, they got a new CEO, a European guy. I know, it's weird. Harley Davidson, you think, oh, you know, red, white, and blue, America, mom, apple pie, all that good stuff. Well, they got a CEO. They got a new CEO like a year or so ago, a European. And he's set in place to put all these, you know, didn't earn it, DEI, and woke policies in place, classes you had to take, and all this BS. And, you know, the Harley-Davidson people, the bikers, the people that aren't bikers that like to ride Harley-Davidsons, they raised a ruckus. So Harley-Davidson kind of, the headline was they slams their brakes, Harley-Davidson does, on their woke policies. And that's good. People were starting to put their money where their mouth is, you might say, and not just talk about it, but Harley-Davidson bike sales were down, resale values were down, all that. It was on a decline. And they were woke enough, at least awake enough, not woke, but awake enough to see that what happened with Bud Light and continues to happen with Bud Light for embracing this filth. And the American people have said no. Now, they're not the only one. Jack Daniels did the exact same thing. I'm not a Jack Daniels fan, okay? But Jack Daniels renounced their woke agenda. And the headlines are, they're the latest iconic brand to bring sanity back. That was the headlines. It said, Jack Daniels takes a shot of sanity. And I thought, wow. See, because they were insane. They were out of their mind like the prodigal son, living in the pig pen, in the slop. And loving it. And that's how the headlines on Fox, Jack Daniels takes a shot of sanity. Because they weren't insane anymore. In pushing these woke agendas. And so it's happening. And that's a good thing. That is a good thing. And you know, there's universities. I hope it gives you hope. It's... You know, it's tiny movements in the right direction. At least it's turning away from embracing the evil and the antichrist agenda in the land, okay? And you know, turning away from evil is turning to the right direction, even if it's just the beginning. But even universities are shutting down for this upcoming semester, many for this last term, shutting down their DEI departments. Some had massive departments in there. The diversity, equity, and inclusiveness. Oh, we have to include all these, you know, fringe groups. No, you don't. This headline was, University of Kentucky to close its DEI office. Says states and universities all around us have been having the same discussions about the questions in the context of the concerns that state lawmakers are arising, and says that these divisive concepts are no longer welcome in these universities. University of Kentucky, Let's see, University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, University of Florida, universities in Texas, University of Texas. That's better. They're finally rubbing their eyes and waking up and saying, wait a minute, this ain't helping none. This is hurting. And that's good. It's a step in the right direction. And I think that's a good thing. It is. So Remnant, all is not lost. Keep praying. Keep doing the right thing. Keep sharing Christ and the gospel and Deuteronomy 28, the if then. I got to do that with an engineer the other day that was talking about programming. And they said, and the engineer said, yeah, I understand programming, and I do some programming. You know, it's the old if then, and then you go from there and blah, blah, blah. And I got my Bible out, and I opened it up, and I said, you were talking about programming. You know where that if then comes from? Where? They'd never heard it. Educated person, much more highly educated than me. And I said, well, it's right here in the scripture. If you obey my word, then I will bless you. If you don't, then I will curse you. If then. See, there's computer programming. Everything, every computer, every bit of computer right there from the scriptures. If then. That's what it's based on. So share this word with others. Well, we're about out of time. What a quick reminder of the network website, sfawbn.com. Make sure you go there. The newswire is there. If you've got stuff happening in your neck of the woods, you send us an email. You can send it to jason@sfaw.org. And, again, sfawbn.com. The broadcast schedule's there. You can see what played when, archives, live, audio, all types of stuff. So we encourage you to go there. Thanks for being with us today. Keep us in your prayers. Know that, Remnant, we pray for you. And stay tuned. We've got a timeless pulpit truth for you, and then a new message for you right after that. So, again, God bless, and we'll see you back for communion in just a little bit.